awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
My mic sounds nice. Check 1, 2, 3. Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to it.
Good morning. It's Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
That means it's comic book day.
Wake up Wednesday.
Wake up Wednesday. We have a big day planned.
Yes, we do.
And we have a big day that was not planned.
Amen.
Lots of stuff has happened already.
First and foremost, pray for our girl Mitch.
Yeah.
I felt like a jerk. I woke up to like a handful of texts from her and her hubby. Lady friend was in the hospital.
Jeez.
Last night. Yeah. She posted a photo on her Instagram.
Hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Kidney stones.
Kidney stones.
That
typically
sucks.
You hear about that in dudes.
Yeah.
You know. And it turns into a monster of a problem because you have to TT him out.
Yes.
I don't know what a girl does.
Yeah.
Do girls TT? Welcome to Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning. We will be at Volcano Vista this lunchtime. I'm excited.
Yeah, we will.
To be kicking it.
We're going to go eat lunch at a high school.
Heck yeah, man. Really excited about that. We're also going to be rocking Comics Corner today. It is Wednesday, and we're going to try to figure out the rest of the day because Meeshers is out.
Out. Celeste is on vacation.
You and I are running this ship into the ground. It's going to be fantastic. So,
we're going to do what we want.
Yeah. Anarchy at Static Radio. You just tell us. Email us if you have an idea for what we should do today.
What should we do today?
Just give it to us.
Give us the idea.
We'll roll with it.
Yeah, we will.
It's what do you want to do Wednesday?
What do you want to do Wednesday? I like it.
Tell us what songs you want to play. We'll do whatever. We don't even care today.
Nope. Today is officially What Do You Want to Do Wednesday.
Yeah. Speaking of, what's going on Wednesday is going down.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Special round of that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. So we'll figure that out. We got to figure our day out. Be praying for our midday host, Mitch. I know she was in the ER last night, and I also know that those medical bills never come cheap when you actually get admitted to a hospital.
That stinks.
I know. So pray for our girl that, be provision and something.
Do you think when Obama established healthcare, he was trying to make it like it is in like Australia? Because I have friends that lived in Australia, and whenever you start talking about healthcare with an Australian, it's basically like they're speaking this heavenly language that you don't understand. Because it's wonderful.
Right.
In Australia.
Right.
And so I've always wondered if Obama was starting the healthcare thing so that eventually down the road it would be here like it is in Australia.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I had to go to the eye doctor yesterday because my eyes exploded.
Ugh. You had an allergic reaction.
Yeah, I had this crazy reaction to my contacts, and I had them for one day because I was at the eye doctor earlier this week, and it was a mess. So I had to go back again, and I saw the doctor again yesterday, and she was like, I'm so sorry, and we don't know what's wrong with the contacts. And I said, I do, Obama. And she started giggling. I said, nah, at this point, I think everybody blames him for everything, so why not my contacts as well?
Duh.
And the reason why my contacts are so expensive, the reason why I can't afford a lot of stuff, it's the reason why Mitch got kidney stones. It's the reason why she now has a big old medical bill because
Poor
she was
guy.
Admitted to the hospital.
He's just a scapegoat.
No, it's his fault. He shouldn't have given her the kidney stones.
I don't know why he did that or how.
I don't either.
Have you seen the satirical thing going around where they're like, Obama's giving Ebola to Christians?
No!
That's what Dawn sent us the other day.
I didn't read it.
It's
dang
hilarious.
It. I need to go read it.
It is hilarious.
We're in this group text with like Jamie and Christy and then my wife Christy and Dawn. And we get so many videos and articles that I think I read one out of every 10 in this
They're group. All funny.
Because I just don't.
It's
I'm
the
like,
funniest
guys,
stuff.
I'm not even done with the last 7.
It's okay.
It's okay. All right.
Hello.
Let's hit the phone lines.
Hello.
Good morning, guys. It is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yes, it is. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, Matthew. I'm doing good.
Okay, today we'll see you at lunchtime.
That's right. Yeah, hey, I was going to ask you guys want to take a picture of me?
No.
Yeah, we do.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
And for you listeners out there wanting to see said picture, I will be more than happy to post that under the wonderful, most awesome page on my website, the Team Awesome Morning Party page on there, which can be accessed by going to mattrt66.wix.com/MattFromABQ. Click more and click Team Awesome Morning Party.
So easy. I like it. So easy.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to decorate that page a little more. I'm trying to link your guys' Facebook, but I usually do this upload update through my school Wi-Fi because I don't really have internet at home. So I'm going to be activating the Facebook on there.
Okay.
Probably during fall break, which will be tomorrow and Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Awesome. Hey, Matthew, I have a question for you.
Yeah. Yes.
What about that spread of Ebola?
Ebola, you know what, guys? There have been zero reports about it being at Volcano Vista or in the Albuquerque metro area, so...
There have been what?
There have been reports of Ebola at
Volcano Vista?
Zero reports.
Oh, man.
Steve-O, let me tell you...
I was busy being...
The thing about Volcano Vista, guys, I could say this, is you could say our janitors work hard to keep it clean.
Oh, man.
And very hospitable to everyone.
Okay. Yeah.
You're a genius.
Okay, so will you keep us, you know, informed as to how things are going along those lines?
We'll be there at 11, so we just want to make sure it's safe, you know?
Oh, it is. And remember there, Steve-O, if you guys are driving separate vehicles, you both must check in separately. And both
We're driving the same vehicle.
We're driving in one car.
It's a silver Saturn.
It's safer that way.
It's a moon car.
And we can take the special carpool lane all
the
way there.
The Hunger Games is real.
Yeah.
Not bad. But remember, though, everything at Volcano is a secure thing, so when you check in with the office, they are going to ask you to surrender your keys during your duration of your time there at Volcano.
Oh, whoa.
And they will issue you both lanyards.
Oh, God.
With, they say, visitor on them, and it has a little three-digit code. That three-digit code is linked to your claim ticket on your keys, and that's how you get your keys released at the end.
How is it in the White House?
How do you know all this stuff, Matthew?
Well, one, because I'm a student aide, and they've had me work up in the main office several times.
Okay.
And, yeah, I pretty much know the whole system of how the check-in and check-out process works with visitor tag.
Awesome.
So your nickname at school is Skynet?
No. My nickname, everyone calls me besides... Some people call me Matthew from Albuquerque. They don't know my name, and they've heard me on the radio.
They don't know your name, though.
Other people call me Matt. Yeah, they'll call me Matt or Matthew either way.
Gotcha.
You know. Oh, God.
What can we play for you today?
I know you guys are crazy.
I'm crazy. Yes, I am.
Crazy like a fox! What can we play for you today, Matthew? Beep, beep, what can we play?
Beep, beep, beep.
Need to play you a song. Need to do something.
Let's see. You know what?
Nervous.
This morning, guys, I want to give me a little something by... You know, do you guys have anything by Reliant K? Anything cool?
Matthew, we played Reliant K about an hour ago.
You guys did? You know what? Please, this morning, I want you guys to do a little something by Hillsong for me. Go ahead and get me to sing my Hillsong.
Okay, what if we play Still Burning by Twin Radio?
That's fine.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you at lunch, buddy.
Heck yeah,
guys.
There
Bye-bye.
You go. All right.
Bye.
Today is the day
of madness.
We meet Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, man. How is it going to go? I'm going to post that. Awesome.
We are going to his high school today for Converge. It's their high school Bible hangout. We're going to go speak. I got an email. They would like to do a Q&A with us.
No.
I already said yes.
Good.
I'm coming prepared. Make sure you keep it locked to our Facebook page and our Instagram at MyStaticRadio. And of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll have photos.
We will.
We're meeting him.
Neato.
It's happening.
No.
Not sure how it's going to go yet.
It's going to be crazy. We got this.
It's going to be a good good day.
It's going to be a good day. I think so.
What do you want to do Wednesday?
What do you want to do? Tell us. I'm posting it on Facebook right now. I'm going to find a very funny picture to post with it.
No Mitch, no Celeste. The inmates are officially running the asylum.
Yeah.
We couldn't be happier. We couldn't be happier.
I could. It would require a lot of money.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll happen one day.
Oh, man, we've got What's Going On Wednesday. We've got Comics Corner. We've got breaking news. We've got birthdays if you'd like to get a birthday shout-out in.
Yeah. Give us a call or send us an email. Nobody sends birthday shout-outs
anymore. I know, man. Studio at mystaticradio.com. Do it.
So we're playing Twin Radio, and then we're playing Twin Atlantic.
Beautiful. And Twin
now!
Static! Wanna talk about love? Well, I'm feeling
something. Oh. Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt with this breaking news.
It's time for breaking news. Today is Wednesday, October 8th, 2014. That's what you need to know.
Booyah!
Today's number for the day is 15. That's cans of spam opening the world every minute.
Whoa. Really?
It's the most terrifying piece of news I've ever read.
That's the most terrifying piece of news I've ever read.
That's nasty, y'all.
That's nasty, y'all.
A convicted drug dealer is suing after federal agents created a Facebook account under her name in order to catch other dealers.
Whoa!
So she's suing. They're giving out Nobel Prizes this week. We talked about this yesterday.
Yes,
Doug gave
did.
Us the over-under, the odds on the candidates. I think the Pope, right, Doug? The Pope is the guy, and he's the one that's leading the charge.
9-4 odds, right?
Something like that. What does that even mean, Doug?
He's got a 9-4 chance. He's got a...
For every four chances, he's going to win nine of them?
No, every nine chance, he'll, 4 out of 9 times, he'd win it.
I love everything.
I don't know how it works. I always see the odds when we were watching UFC, and it's like, this guy is the underdog, plus 420. And I'm like, what does that mean?
I always thought it was like, you know, 20 to 1.
Negative 180. I don't know what you're saying to me. I'm not a gambling dude.
I'm a gambling man.
Warships for North and South Korea exchanged warning shots. Not good.
That's not good at all.
4-year-old girl in Delaware showed up at school with a backpack full of heroin.
Okay.
That's not good.
We're going to high school today.
We are.
High school's changed.
Munich's Oktoberfest reports that they had around 600 cases of alcohol poisoning. That's not good. There's nothing good in here. A Chinese firm is buying New York's famous Waldorf Astoria Hotel for the record-setting American hotel price of $1.95 billion.
Gosh!
Billion.
That's a lot of money.
Billion. Yeah, that's a lot of money. That's too much money.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. An elementary school teacher in Syria quit her job to join ISIS, but has now quit ISIS. The benefits weren't as good.
Oh. Gosh, dude.
J.K. Rowling's tweets have people speculating that she's going to write more Harry Potter stories. Did you read all that?
No.
But it was Newt Scamander or something like that. She put out... There's a whole thing. We'll have to look it up. Maybe all Doug... Right. Where'd he go? He's gone. He's gone forever. We'll talk about that more in a minute. Jennifer Hudson revealed that she fights the temptation to cheat on her diet by throwing the food across the room.
Wait, what?
She fights temptation to cheat on her diet by throwing the food that would be a cheat across the room.
Why does she even have the food, though?
Point.
Just saying.
Why do you even have... Maybe she's in the grocery store, and she's like...
No, it's a temptation.
Oh, that would be... She's walking down the cereal aisle. She goes, oh, no, now I want cereal. Throw it across the room!
No, Blueberry!
You have some kid on the aisle next. I want cereal! And it hits him in the head.
I saw all three of the new Monster cereal boxes yesterday.
Yeah?
It took everything in me not to buy like 12 of each. Stupid DC Comics.
Nice.
We could talk about that during Comics Corner.
Doug, would you do me a favor? Would you find all the info you can about J.K. Rowling tweeting about a new Harry Potter stink?
Booyah, producer Doug!
Thank you, sir. Doug had a bad story to tell us this morning.
Oh, no.
And it's that there's already stuff for Black Friday in our news today.
Yeah.
It's October 8th.
Yep.
Listen to this, though. We're still a little bit away from retailers, quote-unquote, leaking their Black Friday ads, so no one can say with certainty what bottom-dollar deals the stores will be using to attract shoppers away from their Thanksgiving dinners, bunch of jerks.
Are we going this year?
To what?
To Black Friday.
What about Thanksgiving?
But have you ever done that?
No.
Let's do it!
I'm an American.
Doug?
No.
Come on.
Doug,
you guys
don't
in?
Commit
Come
to
on.
This.
Come on, you guys. Yeah!
Doug is in.
Woo! Doug's
Doug
in!
Doug is. He put that thumb up.
Oh, man. I've only done it once, and it was a nightmare and terrible and stupid. I said I'd never do it again. But this is the year, man!
We're still finalizing our holiday plans.
Okay.
We don't know what we're going to do. We got family all across this country.
That's true. That's true.
Anyway, one prediction for this year's holiday season kickoff claims that a 60-inch TV, or 60-inch TVs, are going to be the most tempting bait.
Mm.
DealNews.com has released its full slate of predictions for Black Friday deals. If the site's correct, anyone shopping for a cheap TV may want to get to the store early. Well, what do you mean, cheap? For the true bargain hunter, this website's predicting that you'll see some 32-inch TVs going for as low as $99.
Dang.
On Black Friday.
Dang.
You'll when the doorbusters disappear, you'll probably be able to pick up a screen that sells for around $150. Don't expect it to be a Samsung, Sony, or any other big brand. The cheapest Black Friday prices you'll likely to see on name brand TVs this year is around like $235 for a 42-inch set. Here's something crazy. Okay, so I guess we were a little wrong when we talked about it earlier. While the predicted sale price for a 60-inch name brand set is around $725, the doorbusters at this size should go around $420 for a 60-inch television.
That's crazy.
I don't trust it, though. You know? Yeah. Like, I'm not being, like, name brand guy or whatever. But for some reason, I think certain brands have proven themselves, and some brands are kind of like,
I don't think, I don't have a quote-unquote name brand.
Yeah?
What were the name brands they said? Samsung?
Samsung, Sony. You have, what's the one with the V?
Vizio. Is that considered name brand?
I think so.
Is LG considered name brand? Okay.
Yes.
Never mind then.
Because
I thought those were like the low end, like the Vizio and the LGs. It was like, you guys are the cheapies.
No, I think LG's nice.
LG is up there?
It's way up there.
My bad.
Don't even know.
That's cool.
Mumble, mumble, mumble.
Hey, mine was cheap.
Mumble, grumble, mumble.
I got the Black Friday truck special.
Well, our TV.
Mine fell off the back of a truck, if you know. I'm just kidding.
My late meemaw gave it to us for a wedding gift.
Oh, that's cool.
It was.
Your TV?
It had a Blu-ray player built into it.
What?
Yeah.
I was about to crack a joke about like the record player that was built in because it was your meemaw's.
It had a Blu-ray.
It has a Blu-ray player.
She was
built
down.
In?
Okay. She was down with technology.
Wow.
She had the Columbia House thing back in the 80s, so
oh,
she would get all the movies.
Oh, dude.
And then she got DVDs.
How do you think I got CDs, man?
Yep. That's meemaw. She was awesome.
I was that idiot kid. It was like, but I get 10 free ones right now. Then you have to buy 20 more at $26 each. I'm
Yay.
Like, this is a steal.
This is a great
this
deal.
This is a steal. I have to sign up for Columbia House right now.
Right now.
But I get 10 free ones right now.
Can we just say, we miss you, Mimo.
Oh.
See you again one day.
Yeah.
That's hope. Connecticut's governor, that's Daniel Malloy, I guess, has declared a public health emergency for the state as a precaution during the Ebola epidemic that's affecting several countries in Western Africa. He signed an order declaring the emergency on Tuesday, and it gives the commissioner of the State Department of Public Health the authority to quarantine and isolate people whom the commissioner, quote, reasonably believes have been exposed to the Ebola virus, end quote. Malloy said this is not in response to any specific case, but it is meant to provide state health officials with the authority necessary to, quote, prevent any potential transmission of the Ebola virus within the state of Connecticut, end quote. Things are starting to get hectic, man. I don't want to, like, because I saw somebody, a friend of mine on Facebook posted, they were like, you know it's getting bad when the CDC issues precautions for Ebola.
Yeah.
But why? I would think, I would rather them issue a precaution, you know? Like, good. It's like a tornado warning. I would rather have a tornado watch and warning than not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. Speaking of watching, this is a bad time in our history to watch such things as The Walking Dead. World War Z.
Hey, Walking Dead starts this week. Oh, that's where you'll be, Doug.
Don't go to Terminus, bro.
Don't go to Terminus,
bad.
Doug.
It's bad, Doug.
Trust
it's bad.
Us. Dogs, cats, and even birds across Spain are speaking out in mass protests at the Spanish authorities' decision to euthanize an Ebola patient's dog. I don't understand the sentence I just read. Twitter in Spain is awash with photos of dogs and cats posing alongside the hashtag Salvemos a Excalibur, which is Spanish for Let's Save Excalibur.
Oh.
Excalibur, a mixed breed, was scheduled to be put down late Tuesday over officials' fears it might be a carrier of Ebola. The dog's owner, a nurse, is currently in the hospital with the virus. Lab experiments on other animals suggest their saliva or excretions might contain the virus. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's important to look at all possibilities. The woman's husband sparked the uproar on Tuesday after receiving a request from Madrid health officials that the dog be euthanized. He posted the request in an appeal on the Facebook page of a Spanish animal protection agency.
Dogs can't get Ebola. I saw I Am Legend, and Sam was totally cool,
He
man.
Was good.
Sam was good.
Dogs don't die in situations
Sam,
like
Sam
this.
Sam was good.
Don't you remember Independence Day? Dog didn't die.
Dude, I Am Legend, like 90 humans could die, but that dog scene, it's like, yeah. That's messed up, bro.
That gets you.
That's messed up.
That's the one that gets you, everybody. We know about it. Hey, we know about it. Calm down. Brazil has surpassed the U.S. as the country with the most cosmetic surgeries in this world.
Wow.
Brazil has fewer people and collectively less disposable income than the U.S., but Brazilian patients lean more heavily towards surgical procedures, while American patients favor non-surgical ones.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just stay away from Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro. Hey-o! That was a good one.
Thanks. Thanks.
I liked it. U.S. population is growing by the smallest amount since 1937.
Whoa!
It grew only 0.71% in the year ending July 1st. The slowest rate since 1937 during the Depression. Demographers estimated the country will have 317,297,938 residents on January 1, 2015. That's up 2.2 million for the year.
You're helping.
I am helping.
You're
I am bringing
part.
A baby into this world
Doug's,
of Ebola.
Doug's doing his part.
And Obamacare. And Mitch has kidney stones.
Yep.
And this world of doorbuster deals on Black Friday ruining my Thanksgiving.
I'm just saying.
Let me tell you, the only doorbuster deal I want is me having to bust into the bathroom because I'm so full. And I got to use the bathroom.
Man, if you are here.
Yeah.
Which I'm doubting. But if you are.
I don't know what we're going to do, man.
Brenda's Thanksgiving dinner is the best meal of my life.
Okay.
So I'm not even exaggerating.
All right. Maybe I'll get to test it. Mitt Romney says he has no plans to run for the Republican nomination for president in 2016. So all you Romney fans out there, sorry. Some recent polls have suggested that he would beat Obama if the election was held again now, the 2012 election, that is. He predicted there would be about 15 potential Republican candidates when the debates are held.
I saw that yesterday when I was 15. Walking in the lobby.
You think it's going to be the big mess Gosh. It was last time?
That's what sucks. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's going to be both sides. Huge mess.
Yeah.
So many different people. Everybody's going to have one solid idea.
You think Hillary's going to
run? Three bad ones.
I think Hillary's going to run.
I do too.
You never know. A 119-year-old Massachusetts church that had been scheduled for demolition almost 10 years ago was saved by a local preservation society. It's an old church.
Yeah.
But now no one can find the 1.5-ton gargoyles that used to grace its exterior. People with Preservation Worcester and Liberty Church are baffled at how the enormous structures could have simply disappeared from the building's basement, where they were said to have been stored while the church was undergoing construction in 2006. Thanks to incomplete records, no one knows how many gargoyles are missing or how big they actually were.
That is so weird.
For more information, watch Disney's Gargoyles.
I was just
That's
about
what
to
happened.
Say,
Those jokers woke up.
Yeah, maybe they just woke up.
They woke up and said, oh man, how long we been asleep? And then they flew away. They went to get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. Hashtag wake up call might be the next ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Since the huge success of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge viral campaign, which sparked $100 million in donations in just 2 months, people have speculated what charitable cause would capture our hearts and wallets next. Would it be testicular cancer awareness groups? Hashtag feeling nuts? Crotch grab challenge? While it picked up steam after Hugh Jackman grabbed his crotch, it didn't fully catch on. Nobody really knows why. I feel like if we'd had MJ around, that one would have been the big one.
I was just about to say that.
Now there's another contender that might stand a chance at picking up the Ice Bucket Challenge baton. Hashtag wake up call. Primarily based in the UK, is celebrities taking pictures of themselves waking up first thing in the morning. It's a call for people to wake up and donate to UNICEF UK's efforts to help Syrian children.
Wait, so all you do is wake up and take
a picture?
Hey! And then you're like, wake up, guys.
Wake up call. Syrian
hey, guys,
children.
We need to wake up, guys. It's time to wake up. Hey, welcome to the show. It's time to wake up. Oh. We're happy for you guys to be listening with us tonight.
That one sounds way less interesting than the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Dude.
That I never did.
The Ice Bucket Challenge, I didn't do it either, you know, because people started dying because of that. That fireman died.
Yeah.
They were trying to help out that group of kids, and he got, like, electrocuted.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Nope.
I'm dumb as it is. I'm about as dumb as a stump. You can't expect me to do something like that and not die.
There were two Ice Bucket Challenge videos that won the award for the best.
What?
On a national, major, international, really level,
okay.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
Did you see that one?
Oh, I saw Chris Pratt's. Chris Pratt's was funny.
I didn't see Chris Pratt's. Benedict Cumberbatch, hilarious.
Hmm.
And then our dear friend Ethan Luck on a local friend level.
Yes.
That was my
His was
favorite.
Funny. The arraignment of a Connecticut driver arrested early Monday for DUI was just starting when the judge announced there's a problem. The defendant was apparently still drunk. The judge told lawyers and probation officers Monday afternoon, I've been advised there is a strong smell of alcohol in the courtroom. At the judge's request, the defendant was escorted from the courtroom to take a blood alcohol test, his second since being arrested at 5:44 Monday morning. Following the second blood alcohol test, the judge announced the defendant was still not sober enough to participate in his own arraignment. That's crazy. Here's another crazy one. This one's for our beer lovers who happen to be short on cash out there. As you probably know, shoplifting a six-pack is illegal.
Yeah.
But so is consuming the beer in a store's bathroom. But that's not what Randy Colby told Gainesville, Florida cops. He thought beer at CVS would be on the house if consumed in the store bathroom.
Okay.
It wasn't, and he was taken to jail. And finally, the New Jersey State Police closed an interstate in northern New Jersey Monday morning after the State Police Arson and Bomb Squad investigated a suspicious item. A robot was brought in to inspect the item, which appeared to be a suitcase on the median of the highway. Authorities said the soft case suitcase had stuffed animals and trash inside.
Gosh.
And that is your breaking news for today.
Amazing.
October 8th. Let's take a look at traffic real fast.
Let's do it.
No,
it's a good thing we took a look at traffic, because I'll tell you why.
Oh, no.
There's an accident. Coors Boulevard South at Paseo. Oh, no. That's going to be a mess.
It's in our barrio.
Yeah, that's going to be a mess this morning.
Yep.
Okay, accident. Coors Boulevard South at Paseo. It's going to be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful out there. Construction I-25 in Paseo, I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison is reduced to one lane. The on-ramp at Jefferson and I-25 is closed. And finally, the roadway is reduced to two lanes because of traffic at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. I don't know if the Dawn Patrol is out there, but I know this Dawn Patrol is ready because she gets home today. Booyah!
What?
It's time for birthdays with Doug.
Oh, snap. What's up, Dougie Fresh?
I haven't seen the Dawn Patrol either.
Yeah.
I was just trying to peep them. But it doesn't look windy today. So maybe they're going up, maybe not.
Maybe.
Wait, it does or does not look windy?
Doesn't look windy. Okay.
That's good. A little overcast,
a little dreary outside.
About 56 degrees, wind chill of 52. I don't know, I just made that up. Today, October 8th, 2014, day 281. There are 84 days remaining. After about a week of bad birthdays, we redeem ourselves today.
Oh, yay! Praise the Lord.
First up this morning.
Toto!
An Australian comedian and actor, he was nominated for an Academy Award for his Best Original Screenplay and won a Golden Globe Award for his performance as Michael Crocodile Dundee.
Oh! Paul Hogan.
Yep.
Paul Hogan!
83.
75. 75 is correct.
Yes!
Nice!
Crikey!
Wait, that's the, sorry. That's, Fresh out the box. Never mind. Stop.
Look and watch. I know this. Yeah. Keenan and Kale.
Nope.
All That.
He was on All That.
Who was it?
And then he moved on to be on Wildin' Out, America's Got
Talent.
Nick
Carter.
Not Nick Carter.
Nick Cannon.
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Nick Cannon.
Married and might be getting divorced with Mariah Carey.
Oh.
I'm in the AF.
Nick Carey is 31.
Isn't this Left Eye?
I don't remember.
I think it is.
Because I know Coolio did Keenan and Kel.
I'm looking it up right now. Going my back.
Wow. No clue.
All That
31. Time.
Theme song. What'd you say?
31.
Yeah, yeah. Teen Nick's All That
it's TLC.
Theme song. It is TLC. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Booyah.
Look at Nick.
Okay. 30.
Today, Nick Cannon, 34 years old.
Oh, man. If I'd have got two in a row, I'd have been like tic-tac-toe. Almost.
You may know him from performing at the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl. Bruno Mars.
Yep.
Bruno Mars.
This is my jam right
Dude
now.
Dude is so stinking talented. When he did he hosted Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, and he did that Michael Jackson thing.
He did that bit
where he had to sing.
Was it Spotify or he worked for
Pandora.
He worked for Pandora. That skit is still one of my favorites. Gosh, he was so good.
I know. Okay. So we talk about how there's classic music, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you look at Journey, and then you go farther back and stuff. I think within 20 or 30 years, this will be one of the songs that people look back and say, well, there was good music around then. Mm-hmm. I really do.
He's so talented. Seriously.
It's not a thing that I would change.
I don't want to get, like, hate mail like Bart Millard or anything, but I do enjoy
just
him. Bart Millard, Mercy Me, made a comment about his Super Bowl performance being amazing. And Christians came out of the woodwork to try and find a cross to nail him to. It was pretty bad. I was embarrassed for him.
Yeah, that sucks.
I was embarrassed for him. It was stupid.
You can't like anything in this world.
Which is weird because in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." Which is weird because then, you know, I don't want
yeah, but
it.
No, he's only talking about Christians.
Austin 3:16 says something completely different.
What does it say, Doug?
I can't repeat it.
Okay.
31.
Oh, man.
Today.
This song is about Dawn. He wrote me a note, and he said, "Hey, I wrote this song about your wife." And I was like, "Hey, man, I get it." I get it. 32.
29 years
old. Oh, my gosh.
Dang, dude.
He's got a great career ahead of him.
Yeah.
Don't.
Stay sober,
Cool the
Bruno.
Game.
Yep, the founding member.
Cool.
Of Cool the Game, Robert Cool Bell.
Yeah.
Yes, dude. 67.
73.
64 years old.
Oh, man.
Ashton Kutcher.
Nope.
Charlie Sheen.
Nope.
The Kid.
Yes.
I don't know.
Angus T. Jones.
Angus T. Jones. I've never seen the show before in my life.
I have seen it. I've told you before. This is Dawn's dad's favorite show. So anytime we're there for the holidays, I end up watching this show. It's terrible.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It's like lowest common denominator humor. But I mean, that's why it's so popular.
Right.
Or it used to be so popular.
27.
That kid is 21.
21 is correct.
Oh, my goodness, I'm doing so good.
Next up, author.
J.K. Rowling.
Nope.
Stephen King.
Nope, think 90s.
R.L. Stein.
Rice. R.L. Stein.
Yeah, Goosebumps, baby. Oh, no.
Dang it.
think 90s. R.L. Stein, yeah. Go to the book fair. Look at the covers.
I was growing up in the 90s.
Oh, you missed out.
You missed out.
I said Anne Rice, Interview with the Vampire, anyone?
I had no clue who you
were. Oh, my gosh!
What if I'd have said Peter Benchley? What would you guys have said?
Nope.
He wrote Jaws.
Oh.
Think about it.
Anne Rice, really?
No.
It's R.L. Stein.
I know, but Anne Rice. You guys
know who Anne Rice is.
She writes.
She writes feminine love novels.
Okay.
Right? That's, is that her?
No.
Oh. Oh, hey, that's not on.
54. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Okay. 62.
71 years old.
Dang, RL.
Dude. Dang, dude. Classic. Or did you just find classic music?
Nope. It is going back to the 90s.
Oh, yeah. 90s. I was about to say Eddie Murphy. That's not... I guess that is classic. Oh, my gosh, guys.
Yeah.
We're old.
Yeah.
90s is classic.
Oh, no.
Adam Sandler.
He just recently took over for Don Prado.
Oh, Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hammond, yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I haven't heard it yet.
I don't like it.
No?
No.
Well, there's nothing they can do.
I know, but it's just not the same.
Yeah,
but,
well, yeah.
I mean, you know, come on.
Dude, that's like Vin Scully. Last night we were listening to the radio. Vin Scully, who does the Dodgers broadcast someday, hopefully very far away from now when he's no longer with us. I don't think
they're
I'll ever be able to listen to baseball
trouble.
Ever again.
Yeah.
Vin Scully, I was trying to tell Jack why Vin Scully is the single greatest baseball commentator of all time.
What'd he say?
He got it.
He got
he
got
does
it.
Radio and television.
What
at
about
the same
Harry
time
Carey?
By himself. No! No!
Hi!
Harry Carey was just drunk the entire time
yes!
he did baseball game.
And he had somebody with
home
him.
Run! Home
Vin
run!
Scully is solo.
So
all
low.
Alone,
yeah.
He does radio and television at
no.
the same time, and he keeps it interesting for everybody.
I'll tell you who
the best
baseball guy was, the kid that grew up in the Sandlot. He had the big hat, and he grew up to be a baseball guy,
he was
a friend with Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Oh, man.
He was a friend.
Wow.
I can't remember that character's name for the life of me.
I can't
he was
Smalls.
The main character. Smalls, that was it, right?
No, I don't remember his name.
No,
was.
Smalls, he wasn't Smalls, was he?
Yeah,
he was Smalls. You're killing me, Smalls.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Okay, it's okay. Okay,
54.
52.
59.
Whoa, okay. Mm-hmm.
Listen to this noise.
Ernie Hudson.
Nope.
Bill Murray. Dan
nope.
Aykroyd.
Think of the gatekeeper.
Rick Moranis.
Oh! No,
oh,
no,
it's, no,
it's
the Keymaster.
Is Sigourney
Weaver. Weaver's birthday?
Yes, it is
yeah!
Sigourney Weaver's birthday.
You need to play the alien theme.
I have to. I didn't know it was her birthday. I gotta go, guys.
You gotta go.
It's a national
you gotta
holiday
go.
For me.
No.
I gotta go.
No.
I'll see you guys later.
He's leaving.
If anybody would like to buy me the Nostromo edition of Alien Isolation that came out yesterday on PS4, and I wanted to buy it, but I didn't have enough money, so...
It's a lot of work.
To celebrate her birthday, buy me something.
What did he just say?
I have no
the
clue.
Nostromo!
That's the
ship.
That's the ship.
The Nostromo edition of Alien Isolation, the brand new first-person
okay.
shooter
you
based
upon really that. Said it really fast. I thought you were speaking Spanish. I didn't know. Nostromo sounds like a Spanish word.
No, that's nosotros.
Nosotros. What does that mean? Tomorrow?
No, I thought that was like us.
Nosotros.
Nosotros.
Doug, Spanish?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Okay, nada.
It's like...
Nosotros.
Nosotros.
If you know Spanish, feel free to call us.
It's like...
You can call us and speak Spanish.
Like us.
You know we don't speak Spanish. We don't speak Spanish. Who does that? Who does that now? Okay, Sigourney Weaver. Are you looking up Sigourney Weaver? What are you doing?
I'm
stop!
I'm trying to help you,
cheater.
Jerk.
You're looking up elves?
Ah! Nosotros! We! Ha!
We.
Us! I was right!
Google always
Spanish
speaks
as a
Spanish.
First language! I just want to drop my mic, but I can't.
You can do this.
Oh, Sigourney Weaver. Sigourney Weaver. I love you, Ripley. Ellen Ripley.
Ghostbusters!
Gosh, dude, I want to say it's the big
5-0.
I was going to say 6-0.
55.
65 years old.
I got to sit down.
Carlton.
Nope.
Will Smith.
Hillary Banks.
Hillary Banks! Wait, that was the girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
The sister? The older sister?
She was
sister?
Also in The Ladies Man.
She was?
Yep.
The Ladies Man.
just take your glass of Cavassier and come with me.
That's not what he sound like.
My sweet thing.
Yes.
I loved Tim Meadows.
Yes. The movie was
What is
terrible.
Her name? Yes,
Karen Parsons.
Karen Parsons. 42.
46.
48 years old.
Dang it. Whoa, dude.
I was right there, yo.
Yeah, you were.
I was right there.
Yeah, man. Sigourney Weaver, 65, guys.
Wait. This is inspirational. I probably know it. Is this a Disney song, Doug?
He and one of his best friends got their big screen debut in one of the biggest movies of the 90s.
Doug, be quiet.
David Spade.
Nope. Think actual actor.
Oh, man. I was thinking him and Chris Farley.
Is this Ben Affleck?
Best friends.
Not Ben Affleck.
Matt Damon.
Oh, dude. Yes.
I'm Matt Damon.
Is this Good Will Hunting?
Yep.
I'm Matt Damon.
Dude. You guys have seen Good Will Hunting, right?
Yep.
Parts of it.
Oh, man.
I know.
I bought the screenplay, like, when it came out. Those dudes. Yeah. They attribute all of their successes to Robin Williams. This movie was incredible. Matt Damon is 43.
Matt Damon is 45.
Matt Damon is 44 years old.
Oh,
are
man,
you kidding
no,
me?
Man.
I'm Matt Damon.
Chevy Chase.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Final birthday today.
I was going to be mad at you that Sigourney Weaver wasn't the final birthday, but this is okay. This is okay. Wow, Chevy Chase, man. Fletch.
And
Fletch
it's
lives.
Almost Christmas time.
Spies Like Us.
For Christmas Vacation.
Dude, he was in Community?
He was in Community.
If you would have played Community theme song, I'd have gone nuts, too.
The Three Amigos?
Yes, dude.
Fletch was a great movie.
I even enjoyed Fletch Lives.
I don't know. Did that come out?
Yeah, that was a sequel.
Okay, I don't know.
Spies Like Us with Dan Aykroyd?
Yep.
All right. Chevy Chase. Funny Farm. Wow, dude. I'm going to say if Sigourney Weaver's 65.
Oh. Chevy Chase is 70.
Oh. I'm going to say 69.
71 years
old. Oh, I went the wrong way.
Mitch already celebrated this one today. Emergency Nurses Day.
Oh,
it's National
man.
Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work and School Day. It's Pet Obesity Awareness Day.
Oh,
Stop Bullying Day. And Walk to School Day.
There you go.
You can't walk to school this day and age.
I know. Mitch really did celebrate that today. So
guys, Mitch
pray
is
for
in,
her.
She is sick.
She is at home with kidney stones, so be praying for our dear, dear friend.
Pray for her, dadgummit.
That is also why today is officially What Do You Want to Do Wednesday, because our midday host is at home with kidney stones and our afternoon host is on vacation.
She's on vacation.
We are hosed.
Oh, yeah.
You and I are running this ship into the ground.
What'd you call me?
Huh?
I love you, Doug. We got a good show. Comics Corner.
What's going on Wednesday?
Yep. And again, it's What Do You Want to Do Wednesday?
Heck yeah, give your suggestions. We just might do them. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone? Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Another quick look at traffic. We have an accident at Coors Boulevard South and Paseo. So that'll be fun all morning. Be careful if you have to go. It looks like there's a little bit of congestion up in Rio Rancho. That's the most business they've had in years, am I right? I-25 in Paseo is under construction. We have I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison. The on-ramp at I-25 in Jefferson is closed, and we have the roadway reduced to two lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We mentioned it earlier. Pray for our girl, Mitch. Middays with Mitch.
Yeah.
She was in the hospital overnight.
Yeah.
Kidney stones.
That stinks.
Worst. And she was admitted, so you know that bill's going to be stupid.
Ugh.
Thanks, Bama.
Who's Bama? That's Bama Roll Tide.
Roll Tide! Anyways. Speaking of money, numbers, things of the sort. Guys, it's October 8th, so you know what that means.
What?
It's time to start talking about Christmas.
Yeah!
Forget Halloween.
I love Christmas.
Forget Thanksgiving. Guys, we're talking Christmas.
You're playing the wrong song.
Oh, what? Oh, no.
You know which one.
Dang it.
Yep.
I'm not playing Dominic the Stupid Donkey. What is his name?
Title.
Just like the one I used to know.
If we're going to talk about Christmas, we're going to do it right. We're going to do it the Christian way. Christmas is right around the corner, and in some countries, Santa can't make it over the hills because of weather patterns.
This is true.
That's why over in Italy, they've got Dominic. He can do the hill thing. He goes up and down the hills and delivers gifts to good children. If you live in Italy and you're listening to us, number one, I apologize. Number two, good on you. You've got Dominic.
Yes. I don't know much Italian.
I do. Calzone. That's a bad joke. Jiggity jig. Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Oh,
Dominic
man.
The donkey.
I found a list of numbers.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Before you start getting all ready for Christmas. I know people who are already doing Christmas shopping, prepping for the holiday season. Now, before you spend all the money this Christmas, here's what you need to realize.
Hey!
Roughly 1 million unwanted Christmas presents will be posted for sale on eBay the week after Christmas.
Ooh, y'all.
Many say the Apple Watch is cool and they'd consider buying it, but what about the Apple implant?
My mom is so excited that we're playing Dominic the Donkey.
Oh, man, are you serious?
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
I'm so glad your mom's going to be here.
Me too.
I'm going to hug your mom.
Your mom.
I'm going to hug Murray,
your
too.
Your mom.
They're going to be like, who is this weirdo? I'm going to be like, don't let go.
They pray for people,
don't
so it's okay.
Let go.
They'll be like, it's one of Matt's friends.
I am so excited
friends.
To meet them. We were talking about Black Friday earlier, and I am convincing you here, sir.
Me.
Go with me.
Go what?
Go with me on this journey.
No.
Let's document it. It'll be hilarious.
Okay.
We're going to have fun. Now, you know, Christmas, we're getting near that time where it's the quote-unquote holidays,
mm-hmm.
and people get, like, freaked out because we say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas, and if you say Happy Holidays, you're a Satanist.
No, holidays goes back to Holy Days, so if you're out there and you're a Christian and you're mad about Christmas or something, I'm going to give you a couple reasons why you can calm down and save that Facebook status.
I love this.
You ready?
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
All right. So, Christmas. Saving Christmas. There's a movie coming out. We're going to talk about that soon.
Yes, we are. I was going to seg to that. So, I'm excited you said that.
Here's why you don't have to get upset, Mr. You. If somebody says Happy Holidays,
mm-hmm.
the original holidays, where that comes from, was Holy Days.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
What about Xmas?
Okay, Xmas. Not to be confused with X-Men, which is also awesome.
Yes, that's right.
The X was an early Christian symbol. So what I'm saying is, you don't have to get all upset about everything. Maybe
yeah.
people would be more, you know, open to Christianity if we didn't get so upset about everything.
Especially when it comes to stuff like that, which is really
dumb
stupid.
Stuff.
I cannot wait to talk to Kirk Cameron.
Yeah.
We're having Kirk Cameron on our show, guys.
We're going to talk about Growing Pains.
Yes, we are.
We're going to talk about the original Left Behind, the OG Left Behind.
That's right, OG.
It's going to be great.
BC, which is before Cage.
Yep, before Cage.
Left Behind BC.
I'll tell you one thing. I don't remember Life BC.
That's high praise. That's high praise.
We really are going to be talking with Kirk Cameron. I'm really, really excited about that. So, keep it locked to Team Awesome Morning Party for the announcement of that. It's going to be amazing. Today is officially What Do You Want to Do Wednesday?
Yeah,
we don't know. Mitch has got kidney stones. Celeste is on vacation. We're running it. What do you want to talk about? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do you want to do Wednesday? Of course, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got Comics
Corner. Just talk about Christmas all day.
Heck yeah, man!
Christmas!
What do you want for Christmas this year, buddy?
I don't really want anything. Take the money you were going to spend on me and spend it on Brody.
Me? Oh.
Yeah. Okay. No, wait. No. Buy baby stuff for me.
Oh, that's good.
Booyah.
April Fool's.
Hee-haw. That's a different holiday.
Oh.
If right. my baby gets born on April Fool's, please. Does that mean it's not mine?
Please. Please, Lord. I'm praying
wait.
That for real.
If your baby is born on April Fool's, do you get to give it back?
No, you don't get to give it back.
Who do you give it back to?
You always get a receipt.
Do I need to get in touch with the government? Do they take it back?
Yeah.
Does my voice get higher when I ask rhetorical questions?
So the lovely Rita Gatt,
yep.
Square Root Salon, just texted because she's freaking out.
Gosh.
I think she had to have been a teenager during growing
pains. She
just
called him KC.
We're talking with Kirk Cameron. This is true, guys. He's coming out with a movie called Saving Christmas.
La, la, la. La, 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 la.
Good news. Our dear friend Rita wrote him a love letter when she was 12 years old. We are going to read that to him.
Yes!
I'm serious. If she still has it, it's going to happen.
Man, I kind of feel sorry.
It's going to happen, guys. It's going to happen.
Hang on. I've got another Christmas class.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You mean, oh, yes, is what you mean. That's what you mean right now.
Oh, man.
Why does it do this?
I
sometimes when you plug it in, it just disappears. It goes to the... Why is it in the...
You're on iTunes.
I don't know how it even got there.
Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we're excited. We're going to be out at Volcano Vista High School hanging out with Converge. They've got a Bible study group there, if you will, just to hang out. We're going to do a Q&A. Really stoked about that.
Me too.
If you have... Maybe you have a high school group that you guys meet regularly. You'd love to have us come kick it. We got decals. We're going to be giving some stuff away today. We're also just going to be hanging out, sharing the love of Jesus.
I know.
I'm excited about that.
It's going to be fun.
If you would like to invite us to your high school, man, Matt loves hanging out with high schoolers. He was like, dude, I just want to do this all the time.
That will get you arrested.
Studio@mystaticradio.com.
Hate mail.
If you would like to send in your love letters, or if you'd like to invite us out to school, we would love to hang out with you. Big old shout out and thanks to Volcano Vista High School. We're really excited about that. And the fact that our friend Rita really does still have her love letter.
Booyah!
Her love letter to Kirk Cameron. Coming back, we got to play some more Elvis. We also got to prepare for Comics Corner.
Yeah, we do.
And what do you want to do Wednesday? Off the cuff Q&A. Get there.
Do it.
Ask us.
Ask us.
It's like Truth or Dare with Team Awesome Morning Party.
Woo!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Take a look here, see what's up. See what's going on out there in the traffic world.
Have we seen any balloons this morning?
I don't think I have not. Nope. Grounded.
Grounded?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cloudy.
That's what you get when you don't clean your room!
Accident Coors Boulevard, south of Paseo del Norte. There's a bit of congestion up in Rio Rancho. Paseo eastbound near the construction of I-25 in Paseo is a little bit congested. We have an I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison. It's reduced to one lane. And the on-ramp from I-25 north at Jefferson is closed. Also, the roadway is reduced to two lanes at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard southwest. That is your look at traffic.
We also want to remind you guys that Bloom Fiesta can't come out and play today.
Yeah.
He didn't clean his room.
Yeah.
All right? He hasn't been listening.
No.
So he's grounded.
He's grounded.
Okay? I'm sorry.
He's grounded.
It's his fault.
Grounded.
Okay?
Grounded.
He should have listened to his mom. Grounded. Bloom Fiesta is totally grounded today. That sucks.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's Kay Peterson's birthday.
It's Kay Peterson's birthday?
That's right.
Today's officially What Do You Want to Do Wednesday. We posted it Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. One, asking for prayer for our girl Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
She normally does the midday show. She is currently, hopefully, sleeping.
Hopefully.
In the hospital overnight.
Ugh.
Kidney stones.
Ugh.
Always magical. So we said, What do you guys want to do today? We've got Middays with Mitch. She's out. We've got Afternoons with Celeste. She's on vacation.
Oh, no!
We are running the show today.
Oh, yeah!
All day. So,
all day.
Leonard wants to celebrate Kate Peterson's birthday today. So how do we do that?
We just don't. We don't talk to her.
Yeah!
That's the best gift we could give to her.
Okay.
Is to just not talk to her.
She gets mad when we talk to her.
We could play Remedy Drive all day.
That's a good idea.
That's what we should do just all day. We should just play Remedy Drive.
All right, so coming up, we'll play some Remedy Drive for Kate Peterson. Second, Joelle says, go back to bed. Because that's what she really wants to do. So, you know, what do you want to do Wednesday? She wants to go back to bed.
We're bad friends.
We are?
Do you know why?
Why?
Yesterday was AJ Babcock's birthday from House of Heroes. It was also Shauna Pointer's birthday. It was Darren Barry's birthday.
Oh my gosh. We are terrible friends.
Guess whose birthday it is tomorrow?
Who?
Tim Skipper.
Okay, we cannot.
I know.
Mess that up. We have to call him. Doug.
Oh my gosh.
You remember things. Tomorrow is Timmy Skip's birthday. We have to call him.
And then Friday is Jared Rigsby's birthday.
What?
So it's like House of Heroes birthday week.
Yeah, and that's funny because they're actually rocking Double Shot right now. They annihilated the wedding yesterday.
What? Hey, we should put House of Heroes against Waverly today. Let House of Heroes win, please.
And then on Timmy Skip's birthday, we'll put House of Heroes against Copper Lily.
Yes!
It's his birthday.
This is the one.
So he'll
win.
Wait,
his birthday's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, so okay. He'll win no matter what tomorrow. Well, obviously they're going to beat Waverly today. Mm. I mean, come on, Waverly?
Yeah. I think so. Waverly is a bunch of idiots. Bunch of idiots running around pretending like that was
come
the real
on
thing.
Now. Come on
I was
now.
In the. I know what happened. I was there. Bunch of idiots running around pretending like they's cool and whatnot.
Hey, now. You guys were cool. My kids still have a signed Waverly poster in their bedroom.
Luke wears his House of Heroes shirt like every day.
That's true.
The heart is breaking in for
wow.
Me.
What do you want to do Wednesday? Okay, Joelle wanted to go back to bed.
Yes.
We cannot do that.
Jonathan says, talk about really amazing, terrible movies like Plan 9 from Outer Space, Dark Crystal, and Legion.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
We've done something now.
Whoa.
What are you doing? It's the Dark Crystal, isn't it? Are you offended?
Listen to me.
Okay.
The Dark Crystal
yeah.
is not on the list of amazing, terrible movies.
Yes, it's not.
The Dark Crystal was fantastic!
I remember that movie. That had Bowie in it.
Trial by Stone!
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's Labyrinth you're thinking of.
Oh, sorry.
The Dark Crystal is other Jim Henson Creature Shop. And it was puppets. It was like all puppets.
Yes. I think
it
I've
was
seen
like,
that.
Oh, there was a creepy dudes, and they had like a bunch of arms. Oh.
Oh.
And then there are the
Maybe
Gelflings.
I haven't seen
Gelfling. Ooh, yes. And the Skeksis. And the man, come on now, Jonathan.
Hey,
you
man,
are
you're
fired.
Looking Skeksis right
fired.
Now.
Static.
What's going on?
Wednesday.
Gentry,
what are you doing, man? Did you go to the Balloon Fiesta and get disappointed?
No, I've been to the Balloon Fiesta once and getting up at 3:30 in the morning and waiting in traffic for 2 hours, even though it was awesome, was more awesome than anything. I didn't.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it was all right.
Gentry, today is What Do You Want to Do Wednesday because Mitch is out with kidney stones, Celeste is on vacation. It's basically Matt and I running everything all day. What do you want to do today?
It's just you guys?
It's just us all day.
It's going to be brilliant.
Wow. So I'm probably the only listener.
Hey-o! Thank you. That means you're the best listener in the world.
Ugh.
What do I want to do today? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch probably the greatest love story of all time, movie-wise.
Hold on.
Fern Gully.
Oh.
Now, come on, Steve-O. You know what I'm talking about.
Greatest love story of all time. I'm going to get this. Hold on.
Wait. Right. Days of Thunder.
No, dude.
Why? Cold
Trickle,
man.
Oh, that's a great
man.
Movie.
That's not
Thank
the
you.
Greatest love story of all time. Hold on. Let's see. Matt Gentry is 97 years old. When he was still...
Hey, was it a talkie?
Were there words? Were there moving pictures?
Was it a vaudeville?
Were there words in it?
Yeah, it was within the last 10 years.
Oh, the last 10 years. I was going to say Gone with the Wind.
Titanic.
I figured, you know, you were like 37 when that came out.
The Village.
The Village!
I was just talking to my son about that yesterday. That is not the greatest love story in the world. The Village is the greatest love story in the world?
You're forgetting about the greatest love story ever told.
Titanic.
I'm serious about The Village.
I'm serious about Titanic.
My son was asking me yesterday if he was old enough to watch yet. He's almost 11 years old. And I was like, I haven't seen that since the movie theater. I don't know.
You should watch. What? I thought you said you didn't like it.
The Village?
I love that movie.
The Village is one of the greatest love stories of all time.
You didn't like it, did you?
I loved The Village, actually. Okay. I really do say that.
Doug,
that.
Did you like The Village? Doug says he's never seen it.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's a M. Night Shyamalan movie. You know what else was a great movie? Not to prolong this conversation any longer than it probably needs to be.
No, please do. We're like 3 minutes overdue on that.
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to hang up?
No, jerk!
Okay. All right. And this is a movie not for children.
Oh, man. Come on. But it's Children's Day.
No, it's not.
Oh, all right. Well, never mind, man. I don't.
No, what is it?
The ending is so, there's such a great message at the end of it.
Signs.
It's shocking that it comes from a second of the movie.
What signs. Is it? Devil.
Is it Leprechaun?
Yes.
Oh, it was Devil. I was right. He's on an M. Night kick.
Are you an M. Night Salad fan?
He's on an
fan?
M. Night kick.
No.
Twist ending, you are!
Yes, I am.
Got it. I'm with you, buddy.
Oh.
Anyway, so that's what I'm going to... Oh, and I woke up to piles of dog poop in my house today. It was awesome.
Oh, gosh, dude, you win. You win the internet.
They weren't dog poop, Dad.
Oh, was that your 37-year-old child in the background?
That was Dave Myers, wasn't it?
No, that was my son, Zach.
Thanks for calling us, Gentry.
You guys have a good day.
Love you!
Love you too, bye.
Matt Gentry. The old man.
I like this song.
This was a staple on The Old Man and the Steve. What do you want to do Wednesday? It's posted facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got nothing.
We got nothing, babies. Hey, we do have Comics Corner right around
Six
the corner.
6 minutes away from the 8 o'clock hour. And Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies. There is a ton to talk about today. The Flash premiered last night. We got to talk about that.
We
got to talk about some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well as, of course, all the latest releases. And what do you want to do Wednesday? We have so many ideas now, thanks to Wooly.
Thank you, Wooly. You are the best.
We will get to those coming up. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Take another look at traffic. It's the most exciting part of the broadcast.
Heck yeah!
Most exciting part.
That's not good news for us.
Not. And here's why. There's an accident at Ouray. Is that how you say that?
Booyah.
Ouray? Okay, accident. Ouray Road at 57th Street. Accident at Coors Boulevard South and Paseo del Norte. There's construction I-25 in Paseo. Paseo eastbound is kind of crazy right now. I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison's reduced to one lane. The on-ramp at Jefferson and 25 is closed. And there's construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's reduced to two lanes. Bill Peterson called. And he said, he's the man on the field, and the balloons are going hot.
Mm.
They're rising as we speak. I can see a balloon.
Oh, yeah!
So they're going up, guys. The balloons are doing it. They just got the go-ahead, and they're making it happen out there.
They're cleared for launch.
They're full of hot air, if you ask me.
Hey, speaking of hot air, don't forget, 9 a.m., The Return!
Arr.
Shock Therapy Live.
Oh, today.
Yeah.
It's happening today. Cool.
Totally remembered the whole time.
Good. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus.
I'm going to post something about that.
Phone number is 505-338-3669. I'm really excited about it. We were talking to Nate yesterday about Shock Therapy Live making its grand return today. For realsies.
That's good.
Unless, of course, he was in the emergency room, too, with something crazy. What's going on right now, man? Pray for our girl Mitch. She is out today. She was in the hospital last night. Don't worry. Just kidney stones.
Oh, that's no fun.
She's going to be fine. Oh, yeah. There you go. We have to do our segment, but not. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. No. They're waiting. They want to hear from Comics Corner.
Okay.
They do. Do you want to hear from Comics Corner?
Yes.
I know I do.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Idiot Mobile?
What?
Hey, it's Comics Corner.
This whole time it's been saying Idiot Mobile. Who made this? My car's not called the Idiot Mobile.
Comics Corner!
Just do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Comics Corner! Welcome to it, your favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, right here in Albuquerque. AstroZombies.com or 232-7800. That's 232-7800. Thanks to Astro Zombies for helping us with this segment, which really is one of our favorites of the week. Where do you want to begin, man? Television? Movies?
Let's talk about TV first.
Yeah, last night's amazing television. I got a text from the old man.
Oh.
Saying, tell me you are watching The Flash!
Yeah.
All caps.
The Flash is good.
Absolutely incredible. I loved it. The boys watched it last night with us, and it is one of those shows that absolutely super cool for the little dudes.
Yep. It's a fun show. I
really
like that.
Enjoyed it.
It's probably the best comic book show on TV.
Amen. Amen.
It's comic book.
Because Arrow's fantastic, really dark.
Yeah.
My boys don't watch that show.
Gotham is pretty dark.
Gotham is more dark.
It's like crime.
Yes.
It's like crime.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., pretty good.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has gotten way better.
The Flash, yeah. Flash, hands down. I think the best comic. You're right.
Did you know that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it never gets like very high live ratings, but it's one of the most DVR'd shows. And then by the end of the week or whatever, it's got like super high ratings because of DVR.
It's done a lot better this season,
I will
say.
It's so much better.
Yeah, last night, they're like, you got 2 hours of nerdy television, guys. We got The Flash at 7 on CW.
Yeah.
Watched that last night. Absolutely fantastic. Now, we had already seen the pilot, thanks to Comic-Con. What we hadn't seen was this season on The Flash.
Yeah, which was cool.
Got to see Captain Cold in there. Got to see a lot of stuff. Got to see the Mirror Master.
Woo!
So I was really, really excited about that. Some of the Rogues Gallery. The show looks fantastic. Really looking forward to the season of The Flash.
Me too.
Tonight, Arrow Season 3 premieres!
Yeah.
Couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
No spoilers, because I'm sure DJ Boss Man Dan is listening.
DJ.
Season 2 just released on Netflix. So all you Netflixers, if you're trying to catch up, Season 2, I think it was today, actually. It hit today.
Yep.
In preparation, they're like, hey, in preparation of the show that starts tonight, here's 22 episodes to watch today. Binge watching
Binge
Arrow.
Binge watch.
Arrow's a good show.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, though, if you guys gave up on S.H.I.E.L.D., I get it.
Yeah.
But, man, it is. If you could go back and start around the time when Captain America came out.
Yep.
So April of last year, or of this year, sorry, and watch from then on and then pick up with this season. Man, S.H.I.E.L.D. is so much better.
It's so great.
It is.
I am a fan.
And cool things are happening. Mockingbird's going to be in this season. Robert Downey Jr. said in an interview yesterday that he would totally be down for an appearance on S.H.I.E.L.D.
And it's official. Woo. He's in conversations for Iron Man 4
now. And then he went on Letterman last night and said that there was no script and that nothing was going on with Iron Man 4. So he literally said two different things yesterday. On Ellen, he said negotiations are happening. And then on Letterman, he said there is no Iron Man 4. So I don't know what he's doing. I don't like this cat and mouse game. What's the long con here, Tony Stark?
Yeah, dude.
That's what I want to know.
I read an interview this week where he was talking about what would draw him back. And I know it's a long shot and he was just, you know, talking and being funny, but he was talking about his boy Mel Gibson, who never gave up on him, because Robert Downey Jr., one of those crazy, crazy stories of, you know, drug abuse.
Yeah.
Got to the top, cocaine, gnarliness, and fell off, and this redemption story of the return to Hollywood, if you will, and his career back on track and doing amazing things. Father, husband. Mm-hmm. He was talking about his dear friend Mel Gibson, who was there for him when he fell off, and one of the few people who never gave up hope in him. And how he would love to see Mel Gibson return, if you will, to Hollywood. And that he would love to see Mel Gibson in the director's chair of Iron Man 4. Because he said, quote, that movie would be bananas. I would love that. Yeah.
He later went on and said that he was totally, you know, not really seriously saying it. Because then a lot of news sites were like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, no, he's my friend. Yeah. I was just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Into the universe.
Gosh.
Throw it into the
But
universe.
Sometimes that's all
that
it takes.
Be great. That would be really
incredible.
Cool.
That would be incredible. So, a lot of that going on. Spider-Man news yesterday. There's a lot of rumors circulating.
Spider-Man's falling apart is what I want to say.
All you people who hated the Andrew Garfield films, there's hope for you.
There's hope for you, we think. There are a lot of rumors from various sources saying that Sony is making a deal with Marvel.
Yes, and that they are just dismantling the Andrew Garfield films, that the Sinister Six movie that they were in developing is being pulled. There are so many rumors, because some of them say, no, we're still doing these things. These things are on hold. Yes, they've been moved back. Spider-Man's still happening. But other sources are saying that, well, this is why, because Marvel wants to integrate one of their biggest, if not their biggest, character into their universe. How incredible would that be to have Spider-Man finally teaming up with the Avengers and being part of the crew? And
you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Mateo's idea.
Okay.
So we're at the end of Avengers 2. Supposedly, Captain America is going to be assembling a new team. The movie ends. Destruction. Credit scene. What's going to happen? And then, boom, mid-credit scene comes up. And it's like Captain America, and he's going around, roll call, roll call, roll call, and he's calling out these names, and we get glimpses, you know, of people, and then we hear like a boom, boom, boom on the window, and it pans over, and it's Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man going, what about me? Oh, man! I would be like,
Yeah.
That would be the best Spider-Man moment in all of film history.
Well, according to his contract, Andrew Garfield's locked in to be Spider-Man until 2020.
Yeah.
2020 vision. So they can't exactly just scrap him.
Nope.
I enjoyed the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
I know you did.
We really, really liked him. When the first one came out, we're like, that was better than the trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it was the best movie in the world. And the second one came out, and we're like, that was still really good. But it, I mean, it was like, man,
of a film.
Emotions and just
emotional.
So deep. I still super love the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 2 with Doc Ock.
It's a good one. I would want, honestly, and this sounds ridiculous, I would want them to end the I love Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did a way better job than Tobey Maguire.
Me too.
I would want them to end that, and I've talked about it before, I would want them to start new, but it would have to be a TV show. Spider-Man's villains, his rogues gallery, it's tailor-made for an episode of a highly, a big-budget TV show.
Well, watching The Flash last night just reminded us once again, because The Flash has a great rogues gallery as well. In fact, they're called The Rogues.
The Rogues!
So it was one of those reminders that when you have great rogues gallery like that, Batman's got a TV series.
Yep.
The Flash now has a TV series. Where's our Spider-Man TV show?
It would make way more sense, because there's too many reasons, and we've talked about it before, and we don't have time.
You know who else has a great rogues gallery?
Who?
The X-Men.
Oh!
Rumors that 20th Century Fox is working on a television series for the X-Men as well, live action.
And this article says that it might be led by Quicksilver and a female lead.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Now, would that be Quicksilver from
the movie?
That stinks, dude, because I really like Aaron Johnson. I haven't even seen him yet. in Avengers.
I know.
But I love that actor.
Well, I wonder what'll happen, because they're probably hedging bets right now on this TV series, but then if Avengers comes out and decimates the box office, which
like it's going to.
It's probably going to do that. I bet Quicksilver won't be leading that X-Men team. I bet it'll be somebody else. Who knows?
All right.
Lots of TV news this week.
Comic books.
Comic books are for nerds!
Coming to you from Dark Horse Comics. They've been doing this series trying to tie all of our nerdy sci-fi favorites together. Aliens, Prometheus, Predator, Alien versus Predator. So there's this new comic series, and each of them are in the separate worlds, and by the end, they're going to be united. Mm. Sounds cool. Prometheus already came out. Aliens already came out, issue one. This week, Alien versus Predator number one came out. And I started to read it, and then I got really, really, really mad.
Oh.
Here's why.
Why?
The Alien versus Predator comic number one that came out this week takes place after issue four of Prometheus. Mm. And in between that and Predator number one, which is another comic series that's going to come out in 2 weeks. What sucks about that is I've only read issue one of Prometheus, and there's all these characters. And then you're reading this, and it was like, now pan to what's going on in the Prometheus world. And here are the three surviving members of the Prometheus world. And here's all this crazy stuff. And they're like talking about what happened.
And we don't know what happened.
We don't know what happened, but now... but. I know who lives.
Well, maybe they're going to go back and fill in the blanks.
Nah. It's so frustrating. Yeah. So I was like, man, so wait. And they have, I don't want to ruin too much, because I read a bunch and it was like, wait. Dang it.
Too late.
And they're like, because they're talking about what happened.
Was there a book you missed?
No. Takes place after issue four of Prometheus, which comes out in 3 months.
That's dumb.
Why would you do that, Dark Horse? It didn't make sense. So honestly, I stopped reading the comic because I was like, cool man, spoiler alert. Your comic just ruined the other comic you're trying to sell me.
Jerks.
So anyways.
Jerks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was Dark Horse. Image Comics, another independent comic. Scott Snyder, who writes Batman.
Batman.
Who did an incredible run on Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing.
One of my personal favorite writers. Huge, huge fan. He also did Green Arrow Year One, mm-hmm. which was fantastic. In fact, they ended up basing a lot of the television series on that graphic novel.
That's cool.
It was fantastic. It was Scott Snyder, and the artist was Jock. And Ooh. They are an incredible team up.
Yes.
They're doing a new series called Witches.
Oh, man.
W-Y-T-C-H-S.
Why are you reading it?
Yeah, exactly. It was issue one. It's about witches, like the Salem witches, except totally different, because the witches that you thought you knew were a cover-up.
Comic books are crazy nowadays.
And it was a conspiracy, and I will tell you this, it was so gnarly and so real-world that I was like, cool, man. Pass.
Yeah.
It was way too intense, and I'm telling you guys right now, unless you're like, hey man, my favorite movie is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, in which case you need to talk to somebody.
You should talk. There's a good chance to talk to somebody.
If that's
that.
You, man, this comic's for you, bro. If that's not you, and
it's
you like comic
you,
books that, you know, like you got Peter Parker cracking jokes and he's throwing web stuff out there and you're like, man, this is so great. This comic is not for you.
Okay.
Or any normal human being.
So mostly if you're normal, not for you.
It's a really gnarly comic, dude. I can't in any way, shape, or form. The writing is fantastic. It's Scott Snyder. The art's even better because it's Jock. So, of course, it's like this super rock star team of awesome. But due to content, I'll tell you right now, this is like one of the first times I'll ever say, can't recommend it. Like in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Just can't.
Well, there you go. That's a review. That's what happens on reviews.
Yeah. DC Comics?
DC Comics.
Now, you read this one, speaking of Scott Snyder.
I enjoyed it.
He is also writing Batman. And this is allegedly going to be the piece de resistance.
Piece de resistance!
Scott Snyder's been writing Batman for a few years now. Issue 35. This is his 35th issue. It's been leading up to this, allegedly. He did a huge run. He invented the Court of Owls. He did Death of the Family. It was Joker's last stand, basically. It was pretty fantastic, in my opinion. He did Year Zero with the Riddler. A lot of stuff happening. We're back to the present, and this is apparently The Last Hurrah, Go Big or Go Home. Everything he's written has been leading up to this.
Whoa.
And from the cover, you see Batman is fighting the entire Justice League.
Yep.
You discover why by the end of the first issue. I will not ruin anything.
No, that's pretty cool.
It was awesome.
Endgame.
It's a $5 comic.
Yeah.
And I was kind of bummed because halfway through it's like, to be continued. And I was like, man.
But this is going to be a good story.
Yeah. Did you read the second story?
I did not read that part. Was it good?
Yes.
I need to go back and read that.
So the first half was the Batman story. The second half, I can't even talk about without spoiling some of what happened in the first half. But it was very key to what's going on with the Batman story. So it at the end, I was like, okay, I see what you're doing. And it was totally worth it. You're basically getting two full comics in this Batman issue. One pertaining to Batman and one pertaining to the villain, if you will, that
the
is behind
antagonist.
Why the Justice League is currently trying to kill Batman.
Gotcha. So.
Dude, it was fantastic.
It's going to be a crazy story. It's going to be a really good story.
Yes, it is. Moving on. Suicide Squad. It's about a bunch of villains who are trying to redeem themselves by fighting terrorists. Seriously. Amanda Waller, she's got this agency, and she's like, hey, we're going to take these villains who like have the death penalty, who are in, you know, they can't shorten their sentence or anything, but it's just to do good.
Yeah.
And it's called the Suicide Squad because chances are you're going to die on these missions because they're really gnarly missions. Who's in?
I will be in. My name is Deathstroke.
Nice, Deathstroke. Thanks for joining us. Anybody else? Deadshot, I see your hand. Is your hand raised? Okay, Deadshot.
That's Dougshot. Right.
Okay, you'll be in there too as well. So this team is assembled. It's Black Manta, Harley Quinn, and Joker's daughter. And this is the issue that I've at least been waiting for. Really excited about that. I feel like Dawn needs to read this series. She's a huge fan of Harley Quinn. Ooh. And up to this point, Harley Quinn has hated Joker's daughter because Joker's daughter currently wears the face of the Joker.
Weird.
Literally sewed her dad's dead face on her face.
So she's normal, too.
She's soups normal, bro. And she keeps making jabs at Harley Quinn about how, you know, she's like flesh and blood of the Joker. So she's like the real heir apparent, and Harley Quinn's just a sidekick and a nobody.
Yeah.
So the cover of this says the Joker's daughter faces the wrath of Harley Quinn. This is the big, what you've been waiting for. They've
fight.
Been building up. Yes.
Fight.
This is the throwdown. This is the ladies' brawl for the women's championship in DC Comics.
Cool.
And it is crazy.
Man, I just have a hard time caring about all that stuff.
DC Comics?
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
You just have a hard time about
it. I know.
It. It's because I'm a Marvel guy. Let's
Me
on
too.
To
Let's do it.
This is the Marvel time. Miracle
we have
Man
19 yeah. comics.
Miracle
Marvel
Man number 12 came out. Mature content, parental advisory for strong language and content.
Yeah.
I actually didn't get a chance to read this one yet, but I'm stoked about it.
If it tells you anything, it comes polybagged. Like you
twice.
Can't just it's bagged and then it's in another. You can't even preview it.
They don't want kids getting a hold
no.
of it.
No,
and it's because it's got like
language.
Yeah, it's got
mature
language.
Content.
It's got mature content. It's not like you know crazy nudity.
Right.
There,
no,
there was
an like
issue
that.
Where like. A lady had a baby, and they totally drew it.
Oof.
You know, so it's stuff like that.
Ugh. Miracle anyway, of Life, man.
This is, I think this was written by Neil Gaiman.
Okay.
So it's, the story is very intense and dreamy.
Of course.
I'll get to that soon. But anyway, I finally got my issue of Guardians of the Galaxy that came out like 2 weeks ago
yeah,
or a week ago or
Dynamic
whatever.
Dynamic Forces or whoever.
Whoever's
Diamond,
doing
whoever
this stuff.
Ships for
I think it's Diamond.
Comics core. I mean, for Astro Zombies.
Yeah, finally.
Thanks for our comics late. Sadly, won't be doing a review of Captain Marvel this week.
Nope.
Thanks to the shipping or not.
Thanks, guys. Anyway, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy, number 19. This actually goes back into the original Sin thing. Mm-hmm. But we figure out how Star-Lord and Drax and Nova and Thanos got out of the Cancerverse.
Yes.
Which is connected to a story that I haven't even read.
Dude.
But this is good because it's tying in. Because when Guardians started over again, this is issue 19. When it started at number 1, it just kind of went. It was like, boom.
It did.
Started.
And you're like, wait. Because Star-Lord was soups dead.
Yeah, he was dead. They
Super
were all dead.
Super dead.
And then we find out in this issue. Where are they?
I will say this. I was very excited because Guardians of the Galaxy to this point has really catered to the movie audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been kind of bleh.
Yeah.
You know, it's been amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man. Lanning and Abnett had this incredible run. They were the writers of probably one of the best comic runs in my life
In my life.
I'm super fan of it. It's the reason I'm a crazy Guardians of the Galaxy fan. And so they never even referenced it. And so some big major players were in that, though. Adam Warlock and Thanos and what's happening. And it felt like this new 52 revise of the Guardians of the Galaxy. And they finally went backwards. And it's like original costumes, everything.
Yeah.
What happened? And it was one of the best answers.
It's pretty cool. Gamora's like, hey, you tell me what happened. And then he tells her, and then she's like, no, you're making all this up. And he's like, no, you asked me, and now I'm going to tell you what happened, and you're going to listen.
Dude, fantastic writing. Kudos to Bendis, who's just on top of the world right now as far as comic writers.
He's on top of the world.
Hey!
You know, another one that came out this week was Avengers number 36 in 7 months. Time runs out.
Oh, wait, I'm not mad at Avengers. I'm mad at Axis.
Yeah, this is kind of confusing.
Dude.
Because it's in the future, but it's great.
And epic.
It's Jonathan Hickman.
It's 8 months from now. What's going on? It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fantastic.
And I'm guessing we're going to get a lot of blanks filled in later.
Yes, we are.
Some of those blanks through Axis, we think.
Yeah, Axis is this ginormous Avengers X-Men crossover where basically Magneto went rogue and killed the Red Skull because the Red Skull was like, I'm a bad guy. I got Professor X's brain. I'm a crazy telepath. I started a new concentration camp for mutants.
And Magneto
got mad.
It's
like the Holocaust. And Magneto's like, I was in the Holocaust. I'm going to go take care of this. Mm-hmm. And takes care of it.
Yep.
Well, in killing the Red Skull fused with Professor X's brain.
He had Professor X's brain.
Yeah, it's comic books.
And
guys,
if you guys are super nerds like us, I'm sorry if you're not, but thank you for listening. I hope you get a lot of laughs out of this.
Yeah, coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get back to seriousness. Shock Therapy Live.
So here's the deal. Back in the 90s, when money was king in comic books, and people were just throwing out ideas constantly. And it sounds like they still do that now, but we like to think there's more of a plan. But back in the 90s, it was like, sure, man, that sounds cool. We'll do something.
Fun.
They had this crazy character called Onslaught. And Onslaught was he was the manifestation of Professor X's dark side.
It was crazy.
That never really came out. And then somehow Professor X lost control.
He died. That's what happened.
And Onslaught just killed everything.
It was like throwback because it was his brain, because that's when I was like heavily into the X-Men in this time period. And so it took you to the Age of Apocalypse. Whole other universe.
Crazy.
Of crazy, and Magneto's a good guy, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But Onslaught became this like villain.
He was and not only an X-Men villain, he was a villain of the entire thing. And a bunch of
He's
Avengers.
Like Thanos.
Yeah. A bunch of Avengers died.
Yeah.
Or so we thought. They actually got transported to a parallel universe, and
dun,
it was the Heroes Reborn.
Ah, yes.
And that's where the real thing was money grab, because you had all these upcoming creators in the early 90s, Jim Lee, Rob Liefeld,
Dude,
Mark
Loeb
Silvestri.
Was, like, totally rocking it.
Yeah. And so these Eric Larson, all these guys worked at Marvel, and then they all got mad, and they were like, no, Marvel is, they are crapping on us, and we're going to go start our own company called Image Comics.
Yep.
And they went, and then Image blew up.
Yep.
And so this was the first time a lot of these guys had come back and worked with Marvel. So they struck a deal, and the Heroes Reborn universe was Captain America, Iron Man, the Avengers, Fantastic Four. So you had like the big ones other than Spider-Man and Wolverine start in this new world, and these creators were drawing them, so people were drawing and writing them, so people were just going nuts, and they were like, oh my goodness. And then it just wasn't really that good.
Right.
Because it was confusing.
That's because they just wanted to make money. That was the entire thing behind it. Wasn't like, hey man, we've got a really great story. It was like, how can we make more money?
Money,
and anytime
money
is the factor that you're using or your motivation to try and do something, and it's not creativity and it's not authenticity, it will fail, Marvel.
Yeah, and it'll suck.
Or anyone.
Anyone.
Are you hearing me?
Anyone! So they ended up stopping it and bringing the heroes back. And I don't even know how they did it. All I know is that Rob Liefeld is terrible at drawing Captain America.
Hey, man.
The proportions on Captain America.
He invented Deadpool.
He looked like a hot air balloon.
He's like my guy.
If you ever want to laugh, look up Rob Liefeld Captain America.
Yeah, and look at his feet. Just look at his feet.
Look at his chest.
I know, but that's the thing. He was like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and then his feet were always like, wink. It was terrible.
Just weird proportions.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't line up.
It doesn't. And they had pockets for days.
Pockets
cable,
for days.
Cable had 147 pockets.
We're talking cargo belts everywhere. Cargo shorts, cargo belts, cargo shirts. Everything was cargo.
They weren't necessary.
What were you even putting in there? I don't know. Trinkets.
Batman had a utility belt. What good's that going to do? Cable had 193 utility belts.
So what's in there?
Bullets. Yes.
Okay.
You need them.
Your clothes. You mean to tell me your clothes weigh about 600 pounds?
Well, I'm from the future.
Well, that's why he was so bulked up. That's why they look like they got stung by bees, because of carrying all them belts.
How were his feet so small? You know what I'm saying. So anyway, all of that mess to say, Onslaught was the...
He's a bad dude. We haven't even talked about the comics.
So somehow, Red Skull steals Professor X, who is now dead. We're back in right now. This is not Heroes Reborn.
Okay,
this is right now Marvel.
Right now.
Red Skull stole Professor X's brain.
Mm-hmm.
Magneto killed Red Skull. Somehow there was a psychokinetic switch thing.
Right.
Now we have Red Onslaught.
And so, he's like the baddest, biggest, craziest, nobody can stop you villain in history.
And things are starting to fall apart.
So the Avengers and the X-Men and everybody
they
have
team
to
up.
Get together.
They all team up.
Everyone.
And like, we're going to take him down. And then at the end of this issue, it's like, oh no.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so it's
crazy.
We'll see how it works out. It's just kind of confusing. There's a couple of continuity errors. Steve-O, tell them what they won.
Well, first of all, Thor, we're going to ruin it for you guys. Released last week, and there was some crazy stuff. Thor does not have the ability to wield the hammer anymore, right, Mjolnir?
He's not worthy.
He can't lift it, so he's like, I'm worthless. I got this weird axe, and the bad guys are like, don't worry, man, you won't be able to carry that axe. Arm ripped off!
They ripped his arm off.
Throw him in the ocean, you're dead! And we're like, whoa, dude.
This was right after he lost the hammer.
Yeah.
And he picked up that weird pickaxe thing.
Yeah. So they totally, like, basically fake killed Thor, and we're like, well, man, that sucks. You know he can't really be dead because he's already walking around in Avengers with a gnarly beard later in the future. You just don't really see all of him.
Yes.
So in Avengers, it showed him entirely today in the comic, and it was like, cool, he's got a metal arm. Wonder how that happened.
Yeah, he's got a metal arm.
Don't know how that happened.
We don't know how he got the metal arm, but we know that his arm got chopped off.
New costume, big ol' axe.
Big ol' beard.
New Thor.
That's 7 months in the future. So then we go to the present. Okay, here's the continuity error. Thor happened last week.
Yeah.
His arm got cut off.
Yep.
Avengers comes out this week. It's 7 months in the future. He's got a robotic fake arm. Got it. Totally cool.
Beard looking awesome.
Axis is here in the present day.
Same brand new costume.
Brand new. He's got
new
the axe. He's got his arm.
Got both arms. Somebody dropped the Marvel memo and said, guys, we're tearing one of Thor's arms off, but we're going to give him a metal arm, so make sure you draw him with a metal arm.
And old dumby dude that drew this didn't get the memo.
Didn't get it. He was like, oh man, I think I got hung up in my spam. I gave him two arms. And they were like, hey, you know what,
don't
bro?
Worry.
Nobody will notice.
You're Andy.
We
or Adam,
noticed!
You're Andy or Adam Kubert, who's one of the best, both of you are some of the best artists in the,
yeah.
And your brothers or whatnot. So don't even worry about
don't
it.
Don't even worry, nobody's
we noticed! Notice.
We immediately noticed.
Well, it's just confusing because right now there's so much time hopping
Nerd.
Going on in Marvel.
Thor Armgate.
No, Thorgate. Thor Armgate.
Yeah. Thormgate.
Thormgate.
It's happening.
Hashtag Thormgate. What happened? Doug, start the hashtag.
Start it now.
The confusing thing is there's so much different time stuff going on in Marvel. If they're going to do this, they need to do it correctly.
Yeah, I just wish somebody would have given... Obviously, somebody didn't get the, hey, this is what we're doing to Thor memo. Because, here's the other thing. Captain America's like 90 years old now.
Yep.
Because a bad guy sucked out the super soldier serum. He's now 90. He's going to die soon. He's no longer Captain America. Falcon,
is
spoiler
Captain America.
Alert, Captain America.
Everybody knew that. We've all known
good.
That. We've known
and
that for
so
months.
And so, in the comic, you got Sam Wilson,
a.k.a.
Falcon, now Captain
Falcon
America.
Falcon America.
Everybody's calling him Cap. I love it. Like,
yeah.
Everybody started calling Captain America. He's Captain America. So all these other things in continuity are there, and then Thor's like, hey guys, two arms.
Two arms, here I am, sticking out of continuity like an idiot. It doesn't make sense. So my only thing is, what? And I'm not trying to be, you know, like... Can you say anal retentive on the...
No, yeah, that's cool.
Okay, I'm not trying to be anal retentive about it, but if you're going to do all this time... hopping and dimension portal stuff, please at least keep me in the loop.
It just gets our goat, guys.
It gets our goat.
I'm gonna get your goat. Curse the cubbies.
It just doesn't make sense, and it's kind of a, it's not a big deal, but
it's a big deal.
It sticks out.
The worm's got two worms, and it's weird.
I don't know where to place it. That's the confusing part about it, because where in continuity do I place this? Because it's wrong, because Thor has lost his hammer, but he's still got his arm, which got cut off last week.
Yeah.
And I've got another comic this week that's telling me that, no, he does, he's got a robot arm. So it's like, which is it, Marvel? Did but a
I'm
lot
going
of times
with Avengers. I agree with Hickman.
A lot of times this happens when they plan these big events way in advance, and then they come up with subtle little details after the fact. And so I'm willing to bet that this was drawn even before they had the idea that Thor was going to get his arm cut off.
Superior Spider-Man, case in point. There was one time where Superior Spider-Man, lots of stuff happened, and he had to change his costume, so he had this new awesome costume.
Yep.
And then in Avengers, he shows up, and he's like, hey, guys, wearing the old costume.
I'm wearing the old costume, but I'm Doc Ock, I promise.
But nobody will notice.
Yeah.
Nobody will notice I'm not wearing the costume.
That was Age of Ultron, and that's because Age of Ultron was supposed to have been released the year before it got released.
Yeah. Yeah, we notice Marvel when you mess up. So.
And so they shuffle things around. Speaking of Spider-Man.
Stop it.
Amazing Spider-Man number 7 came out today. It is great. It's got Miss Marvel, not Captain Marvel. Dawn and I read Captain Marvel. This has Miss Marvel, who's this little girl. It looks like she's got stretchy powers. I don't really know what her deal is, but she's running around, and it's great. The interaction between her and Spider-Man is awesome because she is a huge Carol Danvers fan, who is Captain Marvel. This girl is, and she's asking Spider-Man, like, is she really cool? Does she do her own hair? Didn't you guys go out on a date once?
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
And so I guess they went out on a date, Spidey and Captain Marvel did at one point.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, she, let's leave it at that. And then he mumbles, he's like, because she left it at that. So she didn't care for Spider-Man, which I thought was funny.
Hey,
also,
he's hilarious.
This is Edge of Spider-Verse, so we get a glimpse into a few alternate reality Spider-Mans. And there's a couple of appearances from a couple of the Spider-Man cartoons. That's all
awesome.
I'm going to say.
All right.
It's pretty neat. And terrifying.
Dude, lastly, I seriously didn't know if I was going to pick this one up because it was like, man, there's so many comics releasing this week. We've got so many big events. Thanos, they released a issue one of a new Thanos series. It's called Thanos, a God Up There Listening. Right now in the universe, he's like trapped in ember, and they're trying to get his blood and make dinosaurs out of him. So he's just sitting there like, hi, I'm trapped in ember. I'm hanging out. This is what I'm doing. So Thanos is there, but in that Infinity series, we found his son Thane.
We did.
This is my quote-unquote, like, redemptive,
I like it,
tie it into scripture comic of the week. Because this entire book is about this kid named Thane, who is the mad titan Thanos' son. He finds out, A, he's got these incredible abilities. B, his dad is absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
He's the mad titan, tried to destroy the universe.
It's Thanos.
But he's got good within him, and he wants to do the right thing, but he also is the son of his father and knows that there is this inherent evil with him. So he is currently, like, crossing the galaxy to discover the history of his father and where his father went wrong so that he will not repeat the mistakes of his father. So it was this really, really incredible story of humanity, really.
Yeah.
I immediately was drawn into the book of Romans and Paul and the idea that, man, we have this flesh on us, right? And yet we are living by the Spirit. So God dwells within us, and we have this capacity for amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
But we are constantly battling our flesh. And this character is battling this notion that he could do anything good. How can I do anything great? Because dwelt within me is the DNA of my father, who is full of sin and death. He is death. He's the mad titan Thanos. And the writing was incredible.
That's
it was
cool.
Very well done. And so Thane is a character we don't really know.
Yeah.
You know, Thanos' kid. And it was
he popped up at the end of Infinity and kind of went away.
It was a comic that I was even telling you yesterday. I can't believe I bought this, man. It was $4 and I don't know if I'm going to even want to. And for me, this actually, I believe, has to be my pick of the week.
That's
based upon those thoughts. The entire issue was amazing. And just one of those reminders that throughout culture, throughout art, There are these cries, there are these moments where they don't even know it, maybe. Maybe they do. I don't know this writer at all. New writer, so some incredible ties to scripture in here and some incredible ties to humanity and us with that dual nature, if you will, that cool. dualistic, yeah.
Duality.
So, to live according to the flesh or live according to the spirit, and that's what this character's dealing with. You know, do I repeat the mistakes of my father?
He's in the shadow.
Will I do good and be lifted up? And so that's exciting. It's good stuff.
I think my pick of the week is the tie between Spider-Man and Guardians, which my Guardians came out, so I don't know. It came out last week or 2 weeks ago, so I don't know if that counts.
My page of the week?
Page.
would be the final page of Avengers.
Ooh.
Because it was stupid good.
All right.
It set up so many great things.
Pretty exciting.
Really, really excited about that.
Exciting stuff.
My mustache of the week?
This guy.
Goes out to Nate.
Yes, you can bow down before the mustache.
Dude, you know what? I got to say something. First of all, Shock Therapy Live coming up at 9 o'clock. We've already posted stuff. Get there. Get your questions in. We're excited about that.
We got emails from summertime.
I have got to give you kudos because you have held true to that thing for a long freaking time.
Dude, it's so long now, though, that unless I actually put wax and hairspray in it, it curls out instead of up.
That's crazy.
It's kind of frustrating because it looks like I'm a bull. Like, I've got, like, these Burma bull horns come out of my face. And
no joke, you win. Like, I used to sport that, but I couldn't hang. You've hung in there.
It's so funny. You know, I was talking to someone the other day. A mustache is one of those defining features, you know?
Yeah.
I get tired of it, and then I want it back with the mustache. Because the thing with the mustache is, like, if you've got a beard, it's like, oh, that guy's got a beard. Or if you've got a soul patch, that guy's got a soul patch. If you have a mustache, you're the mustache guy.
You're the mustache guy.
Yeah. Like, you know, you kind of – it's an identifying mark.
It really is.
It's also one of those things that – no matter where I'm at, people will stop me and say, I love your mustache. It gives people, like, I think it's like it breaks down a wall. Like, oh, that guy's got a mustache. He must be nice.
So
which
it's
is
like,
kind of strange
be nice.
Because typically, like, when I was a kid, I thought that guy's got a mustache.
Don't
I shouldn't talk to him.
Yeah.
You should stay away.
Sketchy.
Yeah. Like,
but now, like, mustaches are kind of like hip. So it's like, oh, that guy's got a mustache. He must be, like, cool. He's got tattoos and a mustache. Like,
I'm going to go talk to him.
Tattoos and a mustache.
They think I'm like either a tattoo artist or a barber.
There you
one
go.
One of the two.
Hey.
Which one are you?
You're a sharp dressed man.
So you're talking about comic books.
Yeah.
My wife and I just finished Arrow last night, the first season. And
season two releases today.
Exactly. So it was, like, so perfect.
Yeah.
Season three hits tonight on the CW. So.
Dude.
We were talking earlier, The Flash premiered last night.
How was it?
Incredible. Well, we'd already seen it, but we watched it again. Last night was the fourth time I'd seen the pilot episode.
Wow.
It was fantastic all over again.
It was good.
My kids watched it. It's one of those ones that we were saying earlier, it's the most comic booky of the TV shows, and it's most suitable, I would say, for the kids.
Okay, see, and that's probably why I won't like it, because I love Arrow because of how dark it is.
Do you watch Gotham?
We started watching that. That's good.
Here's a question. Did you watch The Flash that was in the 90s, like that series?
No.
Did you ever watch that show?
No.
The guy that played The Flash in that series is playing
the dad
in this series.
So
it's kind of cool.
We were explaining that to Jack last night, and he thought it was the coolest
thing.
You know,
my favorite part about Arrow is one of my favorite comic book heroes is Deathstroke.
Yeah.
And I love that he's in that that show.
He's in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome!
He's
probably, like, again, I just like those kind of, like, snarky, like, you
vigilante types.
Yeah.
You are going to love Arrow.
Season 2 is going to be.
That's going to be your jam.
You're going to like that.
Yeah. I'm excited about Deadpool, that movie. That's going to be
Yes, dude.
That's going to be fantastic.
So Deathstroke and Deadpool are kind of the same.
Well, when you
type
read about
of character,
it.
Yeah. But Deadpool's, like, more breaking the fourth wall.
Well, even their names, like even their real names, like, what is Slade Wilson? The other guy has a name that's
Wade Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of on purpose because Wade Wilson is seriously, or Deadpool is seriously, like, the almost mockery of Deathstroke.
Yeah.
So.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because
Rob Liefeld.
Yeah.
Everything.
Okay.
So,
I get it.
I'm a fan. Anyways, all right, we got to take a quick break. Coming back. It's been too long.
Too long.
We're very, very excited. Shock Therapy Live makes its glorious return.
Yeah, I meant to tell you guys, I'm not actually going to be able to make it today.
Oh, okay. But
I'm busy, so.
I
just thought I'd come in for a second, hang out, and then peace out.
And then peace out.
Okay. Cool.
It's just.
I'm shocked.
Right. Well,
it worked.
There we go. Shock Therapy Live on the way back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.